This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This ball's good!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run, or you can't play here.
It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz, your host here with you for game number two of the Milwaukee Brewers at the Philadelphia Phillies on the bump for Milwaukee. You may have heard one name, you may have heard another name. The latest I have is Chad Patrick will start today versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Jesus Luzardo will be on the bump for Philadelphia as well. 3:05 first pitch from Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Game number 59 on the season as the Milwaukee Brewers enter today looking for a season-high five-game winning streak with a victory today. Before we go any further, let's get to the starting lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Philadelphia Phillies lineup is the reason why the starting pitcher has been flip-flopped in this game. Let me run down the Phillies lineup for you guys here today. Bryson Stott leads things off. He'll play second base. Trey Turner bats second. He is at shortstop. Kyle Schwarber bats third. He is the DH. Alec Bohm at first base. That's the key one. No Bryce Harper again. Will bat fourth. Nick Castellanos bats fifth, plays right field. Max Kepler bats sixth and plays left field. JT Realmuto is the catcher today. He bats seventh. Brandon Marsh is in center field batting eighth. Edmundo Sosa is batting ninth and playing third base. Jackson Churio in center field will lead things off. William Contreras, the catcher today, will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. Rhys Hoskins at first base is cleanup hitter today. Daz Cameron in left field will bat fifth. Sal Frelick bats sixth and plays right field today. Caleb Durbin at third base will bat seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, bats eighth. The second baseman today, Bryce Terang, rounds things out and will bat ninth for Milwaukee. There was some rumors that Rob Zastrzyzny was going to get the start, very similar to how the Milwaukee Brewers approached DL Hall and Quinn Priester yesterday. However, when they learned Bryce Harper was not going to be in the lineup, this is according to Kurt Hogue on Twitter, Pat Murphy then called manager Rob Thompson, let him know they were going to be rocking with Chad Patrick to start the game. So, no opener today like we saw yesterday. It is going to be Chad Patrick on the bump for Milwaukee, making his 13th appearance of the season. He last pitched on Monday against Boston. It was the no decision where he went 4 2/3 on 79 pitches. Team is currently 5-6 in starts with Chad Patrick, even with an ERA under 3 like he has. But that game yesterday, awesome game. We have to talk about it. We go through it in the first segment of every show, and we call it the Rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
In action yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers sent DL Hall for an opener against Taiwan Walker of Philadelphia in this game. In the first inning, however, Milwaukee leads things off and they got things started early. Bryce Turang would double the lead off the game. Jackson Churio, a single, moves Turang over to third. There are runners on the corners with nobody out. Christian Yelich strikes out. William Contreras would get the first run to cross on a ground out fielder's choice. It's 1-0 Brewers. The next man up was Sal Frelick, who has been hot and stayed hot in inning one yesterday.
And a line drive back up the middle. Sal Frelick does it again. Another base hit makes it a 2-0 ball game.
Yep, another cutter.
Highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. It was 2-0 after one in this one, as in the bottom part of the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for DL Hall. Get used to that. It was not a lot of damage, no damage, in fact, towards DL Hall yesterday. Brewers go down in order in the top of the second. DL Hall pitches a clean second again. In the third inning, DL Hall gets through the order, just allows one walk to Brandon Marsh. Otherwise, a fantastic open from DL Hall as he goes three innings in this one, gives up no hits in the process, strikes out four, just the one base runner. His ERA now 1.69 on the season. In the fourth inning, however, we saw Trey Turner single to lead things off. Kyle Schwarber would double. It would make it 2-1. Just two batters into Quinn Priester's outing, and he's already given up the run. However, in the top of the fifth, the Brewers got it back. It did not matter. Bryce Turang would walk. Jackson Churio doubles. Then Christian Yelich with a bomb in the fifth inning.
Yelich at the plate, infield back. First pitch swinging, fly ball to left. Sends Kepler back at the wall and gone! First pitch into the ball game, and it leaves to stage left. Yelich, his 11th home run of the season, and the Brewers have hung a 5-spot on the Phillies.
And not wasted any time, first pitch.
Yeah, it wasn't maybe a bomb. It was in the first row, but it was a homer. They all count the same. It's now 5-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Quinn Priester, continuing to dominate during this game, had a fantastic second act for the Milwaukee Brewers pitching performance. Quinn Priester had 6 innings. That would be 18 outs, correct? 16 of those outs are ground outs in this game. The sinker working to perfection all day for Quinn Priester. In the 7th, Quinn Priester would give up the homer to Nick Castellanos, and then Max Kepler would fly out, and Brandon Marsh flies out in that inning. Those are all the balls that were hit in the air pretty much against Quinn Priester. It's 5-2 through 8 innings. Christian Yelich thought he might as well add on an insurance run with his second long ball of the day.
As Yelich bombs away to deep right, it is up and out of here. A bomb from Christian Yelich, the second of his night.
And both of them coming on breaking ball. That was a knuckle curve that time. That ball was launched. I think Quinn Priester's going to go out now. He's going to go back out for the ninth.
You think Quinn Priester's going to come back out for the ninth? He did, in fact, got a ground out to Schwarber, a ground out to Bohm, and a ground out to Nick Castellanos. That would be the ball game. Quinn Priester gets the victory. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 0 strikeouts. Yes, did not strike anyone out. Ball was in play the entire day. Taiwan Walker gets the loss. He moves to 2-4 on the season as well. Seriously, between DL Hall and Quinn Priester, this next segment going to be very tough.
The MVP of the last game for the crew. Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I mean, what's more valuable in this game? Christian Yelich probably does the rarest feat. 2 homers for him. He went 3-for-5 in the game, 4 RBIs as well. He's now up to 220. On the season, it was like a week ago, he was batting 180. Christian Yelich on a 7-game hit streak during that time. He is 13-for-30. That is a .433 batting average. 5 home runs, 12 RBIs, a .1452 OPS. quite literally Aaron Judge numbers over the last 7 days for Christian Yelich. But that pitching tandem, saving the bullpen, DL Hall, three innings, awesome. Quinn Priester, six innings, fantastic. Give it to the tandem, DL Hall, Quinn Priester, much needed performance out of both of those gentlemen yesterday. They both spoke to the media as well. We'll start with the opener, Mr. DL Hall, after his three innings and four strikeouts.
Good, man. Like I said, I'm just trying to help that bullpen out. So every night we can do that, that's a huge success for us. So, yeah.
How'd you want to navigate their lineup and go after their hitters?
I just kind of went into the game ready to give them, everything I had versus maybe trying to save, for later innings. I kind of just threw the whole kitchen sink at them every pitch or every at bat. So it worked out.
How impressed with you with what Quinn did tonight? Six innings to back you up.
Incredible. I done told him probably three times. He's probably tired of me talking to him, but I was like, man, that was incredible. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the bullpen and covering six innings, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And 16 ground ball outs. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, a sinker baller. Yeah. That's incredible.
Have you seen anything like that? That type of...
I definitely have not because I don't get any ground balls, I feel like. So it's incredible to see. It really is.
Dale, what about the command for you? How did you feel like that was tonight as well as that last outing?
It's been good. I kind of had like a little bit of feel issues in the first inning, just trying to like find my footing. But after that, I kind of started clicking a little bit better and it felt really good. So it's nice that I was able to make like an adjustment before it got too out of hand.
How much does it change just the game to when your offense jumps out because you had 2-0 lead?
A ton. I can't give those guys enough praise. Like especially with it being my first time starting a game this year. And to go out there with a 2-0 lead in the very first inning is, it's a great feeling and gives you a lot of confidence.
It is on the offensive side, but you saw kind of the way this team went about scoring runs and how they have to score runs last year. Do you feel like we're seeing maybe like a little more of like playing the way they need to play on that side?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think all of us in here know that they're gonna do their part. It's just a matter of time before every one of them's clicking, and then it gets really scary. So I think we all know that's gonna happen. It's just a matter of maybe outside people don't know that yet, but we know.
There is the opener from yesterday, DL Hall. That audio comes courtesy of Kurt Hoag on Twitter. Hall yesterday had a very specific plan. He was going to set things up with the fastball and then pretty much decide whether or not he wanted to throw the changeup, the cutter, or the slider yesterday. DL Hall, in his game, he threw 44 pitches. 19 of them were fastballs, 9 of them were changeups, 8 of them sliders, and 8 of them cutters. And you see, when you look at his chart on Baseball Savant, he was very accurate with the fastball yesterday and very accurate with the cutter, mainly throwing those in the strike zone while he would use a lot more of the slider and changeup to get guys to chase out of the zone. And it was working to perfection yesterday for DL Hall. Gives up no hits through his three innings of work. The opener strategy working exactly how Pat Murphy planned it too. What about his next pitcher, Quinn Priester? He also speaks with the media, and let's hear what Quinn Priester had to say after the six innings yesterday.
Oh, it's on the ground. Just how did you feel the sinker was working tonight?
Well, yeah, I think, getting outs early, attacking early, really the times that they took advantage was when I fell behind, and that's what a good team does. But yeah, obviously keeping the sinker down in good spots.
Are you aware as it's going on that, like, I'm sure you are, right? That like they're just pounding into the ground.
I knew I wasn't striking anybody out. Like that was pretty much the one thing that I started to like pick up on. Where it was like three times through the first two, I was like whatever, and then after the third, I'm like, gotta get somebody here, and then I guess I don't. But that was what I noticed. I guess I didn't think too much about the ground balls just because like that's what I figure I do. Like that's just what happens normally. Like to the ground ball, the strikeout, and a rare pop up. So didn't feel super weird until I realized that nobody struck out.
you've talked about the adjustments that you and Hookie and Jim have been making about just getting more on time mm-hmm. with your delivery. How did that show up tonight?
I think you've seen it in like the zero walks, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's just allowing me to be a lot freer to good locations and like it's ultimately now it's not really about throwing balls, I guess. It's more about where in the strike zone we're executing. You know, the cutter to Schwarber probably just needs to be a little more in now that I'm commanding that pitch to where I want to. Now let's just keep working that to be able to execute the location and, a little bit better. And I feel like that's kind of the spot we're at, especially the sliders, you know, to Turner and Castellanos, where it's, you know, it's not so much about, you know, getting it for a strike rather than like actually executing it to the right spot, which is a very good place to be, you know.
These last couple times, I think maybe even the last three times with the opener, it hasn't started so great. The first couple guys have hit a ball hard and then you've settled in. Is there anything, do you feel like to that rhythm that once you get going, you're...
No, I mean, to be honest, that's right now the one thing I need to be a lot better at is that first inning. Like, you go to Cleveland when I started it, I gave up that, you know, one run in the first. I remember we were just at home, I think, gave up one in the first, against the Pirates, gave up one in the first. You know, Colorado gave up one in the first. And so, no, I don't think the opener has anything to do with that. It's more about me just being better in that first inning, execution wise, and you know, it's definitely there, just clean it up in that first inning and then you know, hopefully put up one more zero and a couple more zeros.
There is the winning pitcher, there you go. I didn't want to say starter, I didn't know what to say. Quinn Priester after the game. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM The Fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I think it's funny how he brings up, yeah, I didn't realize that the ground ball was working, but it was actually the fact that I was getting zero strikeouts in the game that made the most sense, and he did not. He went six innings in this one, zero strikeouts, just four hits. However, 71 pitches really was the key in this one. I mean, after his five innings, I think he had 58, and he was rolling this entire time. Maybe in a three-run game, you don't see Quinn Priester come out for that ninth inning, but after the Yelich homer, that would make it an easy choice for manager Pat Murphy. Let's hear what the skipper had to say after yesterday's 6-2 victory over Philadelphia.
Quinn was best I've seen him. You know, six innings, sinker working, ground ball after ground ball. Really, really stayed on it, competed. He was great. I mean, a difference maker in the game. Six innings. You know, there's been few and far between. Pitchers give us six, and he did it with 71 pitches. No walks, no free bases. It was awesome.
To do that against that lineup, too, for that sinker to play that way that it did, what stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, he attacked the zone. William did a great job with him. He attacked the zone, just enough breaking ball. But he was on top of it, and the sinker was the difference maker because that's what they hit in the ground. And, you know, D.L. Hall, let's not forget what he did for three innings. He was really, really good. Now this team's just had to play a doubleheader yesterday, and they, you know, probably worn down a little bit. But, you know, again, a great win for our club, and, you know, D.L. and Priester and the lift that Yelly gave us with those two homers. William getting three hits, and other guys contributing like Terang and Frelick with multiple hits, Durbin with another big double, you know, so yeah, it was good. It was a good day.
Quinn faced the order a third time also in that ninth inning. How much of that was like saving the other guys? How much of that was seeing with?
About 50-50, about 50-50, but the fact that he was so confident and him and William were going so good, why not give him that opportunity to lift his confidence even more and finish the game, so... I thought it was a great outing.
And what his efficiency too. I mean, he had a couple single-digit innings.
Yeah, he was great. 71 pitches in six innings. You don't see it. And this is what when the front office got him. This is what they were looking for. You know, this type of performance. So yeah, he's been through it. He's been through it a little bit. But this is really a confidence builder, and really important for the club.
there's so many things that you could look at tonight. Kind of overlooked is the five stolen bases, and you guys continue to create havoc on the bases. How much of a factor has that been in what you've been able to do lately and even tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that is a factor, and, you know, we're we have to be that type of team. And I don't know that it was the factor tonight as much as it was, the threat of the steal. But I'll take Yelly's two homers over the steals.
Take those two homers any day over the steals, Mr. Murphy. There is Pat Murphy speaking to the media after the game. That audio courtesy FanDuel Sports Network. On the other side, let's take a quick break, and we will talk to Austin Herdina when we come back. Over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, in case you guys wanted to get any action, your best bets for this Milwaukee Brewers Game 2 against Philadelphia, he's the guy to go to for sure. It is the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sports.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sportsbook.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook to find out. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the leadoff show. Tommy Wirtz here with you up until 3 o'clock. Milwaukee Brewers set to take on the Philadelphia Phillies at 3:05 for Citizens Bank Park. Before we get over to Austin Herdina, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup again for you guys. Jackson Churio leads things off. He'll play center field. William Contreras, the catcher, will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. Rhys Hoskins in the cleanup spot will play first base. Daz Cameron in left field bats fifth. Sal Frelick in right field will bat sixth. Caleb Durbin at third base bats seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Bryce Terang at second base rounds things out and will bat ninth for the crew.
Ain't no stopping me, no!
You can't rob with me, no stopping. You can't rob with me, no stopping. You can't rob with me, you're dropping.
I don't know if there's a bigger downgrade in music than from when Shelton Benjamin leaves WWE and goes to AEW. And the best person to ask, he's over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, joins the leadoff show every single day. It is Austin Herdina. Austin, how are we doing today on a Saturday?
Oh, we're doing great, man. How are you?
Very good, very good. I enjoyed the game yesterday. It's a beautiful day outside today. Can't complain much about that. Austin, yesterday we thought Phillies, with the Phillies being the favorite, we thought that it would probably lean towards Philadelphia based on the previous trends this year. And meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers decided to look probably the best they've looked all season last night.
Yeah, they don't care about the trends, I guess. The Brewers was so good. I mean, it was one of those games where I was happy to be wrong.
Yeah.
And late in the game, I can't remember if it was the eighth or ninth inning, but when Yelich hit that no-doubt home run.
Yeah, in the ninth.
That was just beautiful. That was just one of those swings that the moment he connected, before the camera even changes to show the outfield, you knew it was gone.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
A nuke. It was his second homer of the game as well. He had the 3-run shot earlier in the fifth. Brewers win 6-2. Looking at your most popular bets today, Austin, moneyline favors Philadelphia today, -180, quite a big favorite. Run line at 1.5, the over-under set at 7.5 in this one, Austin. Which one are you liking from the most popular bets over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook today?
Well, yesterday I went with Phillies in the under. I was correct on the under. Looking at some stuff today, each of the last 8 games between these two teams at Citizens Bank Park have gone under the total. I think it's going to go nine games in a row. So under 7.5. Looking at the matchups, no one on the Phillies has seen Patrick. No one has faced him before. Whereas the Brewers side, you got some guys that have faced Zardo, but no one besides Frelick has had any success. William Contreras is 1-for-12 against Zardo in his career. Luzardo's 5-0 this year, the ERA of 2.15. He's had at least 6 strikeouts in his last 3 appearances. He's looking really good. So I think he's going to help that under. The Brewers no one on the Phillies seen Patrick before. I think it's going to help the under. So give me the under 7.5. Give me under 1.5 hits for Contreras.
Okay.
He might get one, but I don't think he's going to get 2. He's 1-for-12 against this guy so far. And then Kyle Schwarber to get a hit over 0.5. Schwarber's a guy that, in my mind, he's an MVP candidate. He's got 19 home runs this year. He's just, in my opinion, is one of the best hitters in baseball. I think he's going to get at least 1 hit. So put that all 3 together, and you got +300. You got under 7.5, Schwarber to get a hit, Contreras to get under 1.5 hits.
All right, there it is. +300 on the odds from Austin Herdina's same game parlay, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Again, it's the under of 7.5, under on 1.5 hits for Contreras, over on a hit for Kyle Schwarber today, pays +300 over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin Herdina joining the leadoff show. Austin, what should the people know about happening over at Potawatomi? Big weekend plans, I assume?
Well, we got the Champions League final on right now. We got a good group of people in here watching that. Cubs are on right now, which, you know, you can leave or take it, you know.
Yeah, no one wants to watch that, Austin. Give me better stuff. What are you talking about?
tonight, Knicks and Pacers, game 6 from Indianapolis. That's going to be a great game. That whole series has been pretty fun. We'll see if the Knicks can push them to game 7 and to bring it back to Madison Square Garden or not. And then, if you want to come in, if you want to reserve a table so you know you have a spot, go to Potawatomi.com, sportsbook, choose reservations, choose the dates and time you're looking for. Come on in. I mean, we have this time of year during the summer is the best time to come on in and ask our ticket writers for any help or advice as well. We're a little slower this time of year without any football going on. We got basketball and hockey finishing soon. If you have any questions, if you're a new bettor, never placed a bet before, or someone that feels a little hesitant, come on in. Ask our team. They're so friendly. We are very knowledgeable. We can answer any questions you have.
There he is, Austin Herdina of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, the nicest guy I've interacted with. I'm sure there's more at the Potawatomi Sportsbook to help you guys out. Rerunning his parlay real quick. Under of 7.5, the under of William Contreras, 1.5 hits, and the over on 0.5 a hit for Kyle Schwarber pays +300 over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, thank you so much for jumping on. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and of course, go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
There he is, Austin Herdina at Potawatomi. Does a fantastic job each and every day whenever he pops on the leadoff show and gives pretty great bets. Even if you don't like one of them, usually one of his legs is pretty good, and he brings great reasoning. As you saw that, it's pretty much doing my job, telling you what's happening on the Philadelphia side based on betting trends. He's got the stats. He's looking it all up. He's very excited to come on every time. Love having Austin Herdina on. But you know what gets me even more excited? The next segment we do on this show.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Building Milwaukee's future, one beam at a time. Apply now at IWL8.org.
Yes, time for another Building a Winner feature. Look around the minor leagues, courtesy of Ironworkers Local 8. And yesterday, a lot more good news coming from the Milwaukee Brewers minor league affiliates, as we do every time we start with AAA.
Nashville Sounds.
Yesterday, the Nashville Sounds, okay, I said there was good news. This is the only bad news. They lost 5-4 over Indianapolis yesterday. That is Pittsburgh's AAA affiliate. In that one, Bobby Dalbec, a lot of the veteran signees that are in AAA with some big games. Bobby Dalbec, 3-for-4 yesterday with two doubles, two runs scored. Jorge Alfaro, the catching veteran they have, 1-for-4 with a homer and three RBIs yesterday. And Eddie Rosario, who they brought in just a couple of weeks ago, former World Series MVP, maybe a National League Championship Series MVP. That's what it was with the Atlanta Braves a few years ago. He went 2-for-4 in the ball game, and Anthony Seigler restarts his hit streak, which he lost a couple of days ago, 1-for-3 in the game, as well as Nashville would lose 5-4 over Indianapolis. However, when we talk tomorrow, Jacob Mizorowski on the bump today. Everyone needs to tune in to hear how he does, because he is tearing it up right now. Currently on the year, 3-1, a 1.6 ERA with 71 strikeouts so far. It'll be must listen to hear what Mizorowski did tomorrow.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Biloxi wins 2-1 over Rocket City. That is the Los Angeles Angels AA affiliate. In that game, we saw Luke Adams go 2-for-4. Matthew Wood 2-for-4 as well with a homer in that game. As now two games up in the South Division of the Southern League, Biloxi 29-20 on the year. They had a very big turnaround. If you remember, they were five games under 500. Now they're nine games above 500. They are really trending in the right direction as far as what to keep an eye on in the Brewers minor league system. Biloxi 29-20 on the year. By the way, we haven't talked about this nearly enough. 132-89. That is the organizational standings for the Milwaukee Brewers, only behind Detroit, who, by the way, also one of the top records in Major League Baseball. They are 137-83. Milwaukee second in all of baseball right now, and helping yesterday the Biloxi Shuckers when they won 2-1 over Rocket City.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
And the Timber Rattlers are the other team. 23-26. That's the worst record we've seen so far for the Brewers affiliates, but they are trending in the right direction. They win 10-1 yesterday over the Peoria. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't getting that caught up in my mouth again today. Peoria Cardinals over in St. Louis. And in that game, Blake Burke notched his first four-hit game of his career for Wisconsin. He now is second in the Midwest League in hits with 54 in 48 games this season. Burke is batting 307 with a 443 slugging right now, 395 on base percentage. Blake Burke killing it right now. Tanner Gillis as well just allowed one unearned run in seven innings yesterday, as the Timber Rattlers now improving to 23-26 on the season with the victory over the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Carolina Mudcats.
The Mudcats, yes, our favorite team, our beloved babies we love to talk about all the time on this show. Now they win 8-7, now 32-16 on the year. Jesus Mate went 1-for-4 with an RBI in the game. Filippo Duture went 1-for-3 with an RBI as well. And even some highlights courtesy of the Carolina Mudcats and Eric Batanti.
Kicks the leg into the air. He fires. Batanti swings and sends a drive. Way gone! The grandest of all home runs. Another Batanti bomb to vault the Mudcats in front.
That home run made it 8-5. It was a grand slam. They were down 5-4 yesterday over Salem, the Boston Red Sox low A affiliate. But Tatis went 3-for-5. That was his second home run of the game. 5 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base for him. Milwaukee Brewers' Eric Batanti, the number 7 prospect in their pipeline, according to MLB Pipeline. Plays a little bit of first, plays a little bit of third, it sounds like. Very versatile, and he's been tearing it up right now. Batanti, absolutely keep an eye on him. Could see him rising, probably heading to Wisconsin-Appleton any day now as well. And one more.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
The Complex League Brewers might as well be the 1920 Yankees. They are 16-5 right now. They win 5-1 yesterday over the ACL, the Complex League Rangers. Easily the best record right now for them. They are in first place, 3.5 games up in the Central Division. They've won 4 in a row. They put up 10 runs just about every game, it feels like. Yesterday, 5 runs seems to be actually on the lower end of what they are used to. Mercado goes 4 innings in that one, 4 strikeouts. Garcia with a double in that game and 2 runs scored. 16-5 right now for the Arizona Complex League Brewers. And as I said, 4-1 yesterday improves their overall record to 132-89 as an organization. Absolutely tearing it up for the Brewers minor league system. This Building a Winner feature brought to you by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. When we come back, we will be joined by Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, joins the leadoff show each and every day here. And he had a tweet yesterday, verbatim, that might have been the best Brewers game all season yesterday. We are going to talk to him about the game yesterday. We're going to ask him about game 2 coming up in just about 20 minutes or so here. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Yes, time to go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner here on the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz here with you for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. We're going to talk to Drew, but before we do that, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup one last time for you guys today. Jackson Churio leads things off. He'll be in center field. William Contreras, the catcher, will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. Rhys Hoskins is the first baseman, batting fourth. Daz Cameron in left field will bat fifth. Sal Frelick in right field will bat sixth. Caleb Durbin at third base bats seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Rounding things out, Bryce Terang at second base will bat ninth. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, it is Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, how are we doing today on a Saturday?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right.
Very good. Very good. Drew, I saw yesterday you tweeted out that might have been the best Brewers game you saw all season yesterday. What made you tweet that out? What was going through your mind? What was the best? What was it a collective? Why did you tweet that out, Drew?
I said it was impressive, not best.
Okay. Okay. Most impressive. Sorry.
Accurately. Yeah. The fact that they got through a very hot and very talented Phillies team with just two pitchers, the fact that Christian Yelich comes out, hits two home runs, the fact that those two pitchers that pitched were two very young guys with not a lot of experience, the fact that Quinn Priester basically was a ground ball machine yesterday, the fact that they added on runs when they had the opportunity and necessity to, just all of it was a very impressive showing. I mean, that was a good baseball team they played yesterday, and the Brewers went out there and basically dominated that game.
Dominated from start to beginning. D.L. Hall, the opener, went three innings. Quinn Priester goes six to round things out. Drew, is this a possible solution for the Brewers, who we've talked about? Well, now they have an abundance of pitchers. There's too many guys going out there, and they've used the opener strategy. Then it's worked earlier in the year. It hasn't worked earlier in the year. Is this something we could see being very common with Milwaukee in their starting rotation because of all the talent they have in the pitching staff?
I mean, when you're throwing three innings, I'm not really sure if you qualify as an opener at that point. You can call it what you want. They've got a bunch of multi-inning guys that have been stretched out to starter levels that are in their bullpen. They're able to do a lot more with that. Murphy last week had talked about it being high-leverage multi-inning relievers, which we have started to see become more of a thing in baseball. Where you deploy them, how you deploy them, doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, they all have to get outs. So if they want to go out there and, you know, throw a guy for a couple of innings to start a game, then go to a quote-unquote starter to pitch the bulk of the innings, and they can minimize the workload on the rest of their high-leverage guys, I think it's a great formula, so long as it works.
Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, another question about the pitching yesterday and Quinn Priester's ability to come out in the fourth inning and finish the entire game. Is that something that Pat Murphy notices and then thinks a transition to the bullpen once the starting rotation is at full health is a lot more possible with Priester and gives him more flexibility to stay on this roster?
I mean, yes, maybe. I mean, I think they're not thinking that far ahead.
Okay.
I mean, they're still on the game-to-game basis.
Sure.
And these guys still aren't back yet. Right now, I think they're happy with what they're getting, and I think it gives them confidence that they can use him in the same situation that they're using Ashby and Hall right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to have a right-handed option among that group, and Priester could fit that mold.
We'll keep an eye on it then. We won't get too out in front of our skis on Quinn Priester moving around in the rotation. Let's talk about today's game. Lefty on the mound for Philadelphia. Chad Patrick sounds like is going to start. They thought if Bryce Terang in the lineup, Szczęsny might go, but it's going to be Chad Patrick today. And looking at that lineup against the lefties, you got Churio, Contreras, and Yelich to start it off against Lizardo. How important is it today to get out ahead as well, like they did yesterday, to really set up Patrick if he has to have that psyche of, okay, I'm going to be coming out second. Well, now I'm coming out first again. How much pressure does that take off Chad Patrick today if they're able to get to Lizardo early again?
I mean, that's the difference. That's when the Brewers play their best, when they give their starter a lead, even if it's just one or two runs. It's a world of difference. You can go on the attack more. And for a guy like Patrick, I think that would be a huge boost for him.
Do you want to take your victory lap now or later when everyone was freaking out about Christian Yelich and you said to stay the course And now he's on a Aaron Judge-esque week right here. It's a small sample size, but seven-game hit streak. He's batting .433 over the time. Five homers, really what stands out during that time. Did you notice anything different with Christian Yelich on why the success might be coming up? Or is it just he's a good ball player naturally and he was bound to get out of this funk that he was in? It's obviously made a massive difference for this Brewers team, the success of Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter. He's a good player. It was going to happen sooner or later. And as usual, I'm always right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted you to say it, not me to say it. But it looked awesome yesterday. The two-homer game from Christian Yelich. How does the rest of the offense get that contagious energy from Yelich? I know he's a veteran and he's trying to lead from example here, but there's plenty of other guys you would love to see get hot in the lineup, whether it's at the top, at the bottom, whether it's Churio or Ortiz, but how do they feed off of that from Christian Yelich?
I think just watching him stick to his approach and stick to his preparation and having faith in his ability, that more than anything. You know, you can't just rub someone's bat and give them good luck. It's the little things. It's sticking to what works for you and not throwing it out the window because things are going bad.
Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. And Drew, we've seen Pat Murphy have a short leash with Chad Patrick. He's a very typical 4 2/3, 5 innings if he's having a fantastic day. How much did that start yesterday from D.L. Hall and the finish from Quinn Priester help out how they manage pitching today? If they want to go early to Ashby because of Chad Patrick, or they can really empty out the bullpen and use Uribe and McGill whenever they want to today. How do you think that'll change the approach of how they attack pitching today?
Well, I mean, everyone has had 2 days off now. You know, the only guy that's unavailable is D.L. Hall. So you have a fully rested bullpen. You've got your full gamut of relievers there. I mean, it changes the game. Given relievers 2 straight days off, I mean, because they were off on Thursday and then no one had to work yesterday. Yeah, I think McGill got up. I think Uribe got up. Not sure if they were full hot, ready to go. But nonetheless, they're rested. And you can, depending on how deep Patrick goes, you've got coverage there. You know, obviously, they still want to see him go deep into a game. But you've got coverage here, and you don't have to worry about burning a guy out.
Game 2 is set to begin in about 15 minutes or so here. Drew, thank you so much for jumping on. Enjoy the rest of your day, my man. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There he is, Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. You can follow his work at Forbes Sports, covering the Milwaukee Brewers as well. And we have a couple more things to get to before we get out of here. First one, let's take a look at the eye on the enemy.
Nobody likes them.
Craig Council returning to American Family Feel.
We all want to see them lose.
It's not my job to tell people how to feel about something or even to like figure it out. Like, let people feel how they want to feel, and I'm good with that, you know, and I think it doesn't have to be all positive.
It's time to eye up the enemy for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Austin Herdina kind of set me up nicely for this segment later on in the program. And the reason why we're going to dive into this is because there are a lot of Milwaukee Brewers with experience against Jesus Luzardo. And not a lot of success so far against Jesus Luzardo. Jackson Churio, 0-3. William Contreras, 2-12. Christian Yelich, 1-6. Hoskins, 0-2. Sal Frelick, 3-5. Joey Ortiz, 0-3. So a lot of experience against Luzardo. Daz Cameron, Caleb Durbin, Bryce Terang. It'll all be the first time they see Luzardo on the year. On the other side, Chad Patrick has never faced the Philadelphia Phillies, so it'll be the first time any of them get to react to what Patrick has on the mound. Austin Herdina used that as good coverage for why the under of 7.5 might hit. The Brewers struggle against lefties, but they actually have a pretty similar record I know they're 500 basically against lefties versus against righties. They are 20-20 versus righties this year. They are 10-8 versus lefties. This is very weird because all of their stats are anywhere from 15 to 50 points lower as a team versus left-handed pitchers. This is going to be something to watch again today. Christian Yelich has been hot, obviously. Sal Frelick, very good against left-handed pitching this year. Moves down in the order, though. Bryce Turang in the 9 spot, that's also a very key thing. Being that second leadoff type hitter in the 9 spot against the lefty Lizardo today. That brings us to our final segment.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I think a key to this game is going to be a lot on Pat Murphy and his decision making. It is going to be about the pitching choices that we see today. With the game yesterday from DL Hall and Quinn Priester, how they were able to go 9 together, everyone basically available, you just heard from Drew Wagner, other than DL Hall, whether it's Abner Uribe, Trevor McGill, Jared Koenig, we haven't seen Grant Anderson in a while, all of those guys today available. I think with Pat Murphy, it's going to be making sure that you still underutilize that bullpen today. Not in a negative tone, but let's not get the bullpen back into this fiasco after you just got out of it with a day off 2 days ago and a great performance out of Priester and Hall yesterday. Let Chad Patrick ride if he's rocking in this game. Last outing, when he had 4 2/3, he got into a little bit of trouble in the 5th, but he didn't give up any runs. I would love to see what Chad Patrick can do on a full tank of gas. He thought he was going to maybe be opened by Zastrzyzny. That is not the case. In Chad Patrick, you know, looking at what he has done so far this year, he has gone 6 or more innings just 3 times this season. I would love to see him get to that number today. That is your keys to the game. Milwaukee going up against Philadelphia. First pitch scheduled for about 10 minutes from now, 3:05 from Citizens Bank Park. 30-28 on the year. Milwaukee looks to get to above 3 games above 500 for the first time this season if they are able to do that. They are 0-9, however, on Saturdays this year. That, I don't know why, but that is a fun stat to know for sure. From everyone here at The Fan, my name is Tommy Wirtz. I've been your host for the Leadoff Show today, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll talk again tomorrow as the Brewers will see Jose Quintana come back against Ranger Suarez. First pitch scheduled for 12:35. We'll be live here at 11:30. The Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Don't forget, send them home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.